To the untutored ear, like mine, these are birds in a city. In fact, these are song thrushes, blackbirds, robins, and wood pigeons in Abney Park Cemetery in London. To one Londoner, this is the best sound in the whole city. Since this is obviously a case of to each his own, musician Peter Cusack has included 40 different favorite sounds of 40 different Londoners on a new CD with the logical, if less than catchy, title Your Favorite London Sounds. It's the result of asking hundreds of people there what sound of the city they like most and why.
One of the big surprises was that there was no such thing as a favourite London sound. Almost nobody came up with exactly the same thing as anybody else. Another surprise was how personal some of the selections were, and things indoor as well as outdoor, like the sound of post flopping onto the doormat.
If someone who were completely deprived of liner notes were to listen to the 40 tracks of your CD, do you think they would instantly know these are the sounds of London? Or might they just as easily be Cardiff or Los Angeles or Adelaide?
There are several there which are absolutely unique to London, in particular the sounds of the London Underground. The Mind the Gaps, I don't know anywhere else in the world where you would hear that. There are several others as well, mostly to do with the transport. For example, the bell on the 73 bus. I've yet to hear that anywhere else in the world quite like that.
Although it would sound remarkably like, as one who travelled the, I think it was the number 13 bus for some time, it would sound a lot like that one, wouldn't it?
It would indeed. And that's one of the things that actually interested me a lot about people's suggestions. I was struck by when people mentioned their favourite sounds, how often they did include little details which may not be sonically apparent, but which for them were important. And I believe if you do travel the same route every day, then it obviously gets a personal significance for you.
There's one track, number 36, where the sound itself, I don't think, is quite so colourful as the title, which is Under the Flyover, Hackney Wick. I think you should just translate that for non-Londoners.
This is underneath a motorway, and it's a big six-lane one. So it's standing underneath the concrete bridge, which goes over a canal, and where they build the bridges with an intersection for expansion. So every time the wheels of a vehicle go over that gap, it thumps, and that's what you're hearing.
And all this is happening in Hackney Wick.
Yes, it is indeed.
Of the others, any particular favourite that you have after listening to what your other contributors selected?
Yes, it's actually hard for me to choose, but I like the sounds of Brick Lane. That, I think, very clearly gives the sounds of the Bangladeshi community in London, which, again, in that area, is very strong.
Peter Cusack, thank you very much for talking with us today about your favourite London sounds.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Peter Cusack's CD is called Your Favorite London Sounds.